of joint pains, improve blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5199. 800-814-5199. 800-814-5199.
Seeking partner. I am unattractive, sedentary, bulbous, single red polyp, looking for middle-aged colon. Interests include hanging out on intestinal walls, growing, becoming a disease, seek male or female companion. I swing both ways.
Colon polyps have absolutely no redeeming qualities, and worst of all, they can lead directly to colon cancer. Get the polyp early and stop colon cancer before it even starts. And that's both for men and women.
If you're unhealthy and middle-aged, let's get together and see what happens.
Just get a test
only. And no doctors, please.
Colon cancer. Get the test, get the polyp, get the cure. For more information, call 1-800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org. A public service message brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the Ad Council, and this station.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
In his backyard, officials say Zelensky escaped from jail in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, by climbing 60 feet down from his seventh-floor cell using a rope made of bedsheets. Rush Limbaugh says he has tried to break his dependence on pain pills over the past several years. Yesterday, the conservative commentator told his radio audience he's addicted to painkillers and will spend the next 30 days in rehab. Guest hosts will fill in for Rush on the show. Here is an excerpt from his comments on the EIB network.
Immediately following this broadcast, I will check myself into a treatment center for the next 30 days to once and for all break the hold that this highly addictive medication has on me.
This is IRN News.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Engage with your creditors to reduce monthly...
It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
Novelist Michael Peterson has been found guilty of murdering his wife, who he said fell down the stairs of their North Carolina home. Prosecutors say the author of A Time of War and A Bitter Peace beat his wife to death in 2001 to collect on a life insurance policy. The U.S. military says 11 people have been arrested during raids in Iraq today. Here's U.S. military spokesman Andrew Mergato.
There were basically five different targets that we had today. Most of them were either a training area or training bases for the actual terrorists that have been conducting the operations, places where they have been storing weapons and ammunition, and also locations where we thought their leadership.
Defense attorneys have questioned the sexual history of a Colorado 19-year-old woman who has accused Kobe Bryant of rape. That has been followed by a request from prosecutors to close at least part of the NBA star's preliminary hearing when it continues next week. For the latest news and analysis, log on to your computer at irnnews.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress at over 25,000. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
Islamic nations are using a meeting in Malaysia to call for the removal of U.S. soldiers from Iraq. The gathering of the 57 nations of the Organization of the Islamic Conference is the first since the 9/11 attacks brought terrorism to the center of world politics. The commander of the Guantanamo Bay Prison for Terrorism Suspects will decide the case against an Army chaplain. Army Captain James Yee is charged with two counts of disobeying orders, specifically taking classified information home and carrying that information without a security cover. Conviction of disobeying orders carries a maximum penalty of 2 years in prison and a bad conduct discharge. Army officials say they're still investigating Yee, and more charges could be filed later. Thousands of Los Angeles Times readers apparently don't like what they've been reading about California Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger. Denise Petsky has the story.
A Times spokeswoman says 1,000 readers canceled their subscriptions in the first 48 hours after the paper ran a story that Schwarzenegger groped or humiliated women since the mid-1970s. She says even more have canceled since then. The paper says it scrutinized all major candidates equally and that it was just doing its job. Schwarzenegger aides denounced the allegations as a lie. Schwarzenegger's wife, TV reporter Maria Shriver, called the stories gutter journalism. The Times' overall weekday circulation is about 1 million. The cancellations are likely to make only a small dent in that number. Denise Petsky, Los Angeles.
I'm Richard Stewart with news from the Information Radio Network.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, from Montreal. It's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
I.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button.
But that's how it goes.
Oh, yes, it's the Crazy Boys. We're back in town. It's Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford.
Good morning.
And we have special guests in studio. There's a brand new book out for those of you who are into drive trips, and especially around the Southington area. This is going to be cool because you can actually head down and get to the I-95. One of the interesting things is going along a major drive trip, like a busy highway like the I-95, is there hasn't been, up until now, a comprehensive guide from Boston into Florida of what's on this road. And we have special guests in studio, our correspondent Sandra Phillips and Stan Posner. Welcome to the Travel World.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, glad you could join us. And this new book of yours, Drive I-95, I've had a quick glance at it this morning and over the past couple of days. Noticed it's very different than most guidebooks. And what about the concept? What got you interested in writing a book like this?
Well, people are a little nervous now about taking flights anywhere, and it's so complicated going through airports that more and more people are getting in their car. They feel secure in their car. They want to sort of get back into meeting the friendly folks across America and kind of get back to where life used to be.
And people going down a highway, they often look at an exit and they don't know what exactly is there and they don't want to turn off. They're really missing a lot of gems along the way.
Exactly. One of the things that really got me interested in doing this is I was very frustrated looking at the existing guidebooks. There just isn't enough information in one place that's easy to get to. In ours, right there on the page, you look at it, you see each exit, what's off on the right side, on the left side. You see all the landmarks along the way.
Well, you have your book. It's a lot of cities have maps. You can take a big map of a city, and sometimes they have these little books. In Montreal, we have the Pearly Guide, where you have a small bite-sized section of the city broken down. And the way you've done your book is you have the entire map, and it's not an exact to scale with every twist and turn map. It's a driving map. In other words, what's ahead on the road? The road goes right down the middle, and you have a little bit of the twists and turns, but each page is broken down into either a 30-mile, half an hour, or 15-mile, in the case of Connecticut, 15-minute what's on the road ahead segment.
Yeah, you look at this page, and it's as if you're looking out your window of your car. So you see the road, you see how many lanes are there, you see the speed limit, so you know to be careful. And then you see every exit sign, so you could read them, know when your exit's coming up. And then off each exit, we place right on that map to the right of the road or to the left of the road your gas stations, your motels, every place to eat, and every place. We go way past the fast food, ma and pa restaurants and sushi bars and vegetarian restaurants, and then sites to see and hospitals, anything you might need while you're driving down the road.
Now we're going to save it for the next segment, but one of my favorite parts of the book is one of Sanders particularly proud of is all the stories, because what you have are two sections of maps. One is the southbound trip, the other is the northbound trip. In between there, you've got this really interesting story section. You could either read it all the way through or just in little bite-sized sections, depending on where you happen to be. Interesting trivia, stories about the area. It's really the kind of book that evokes to me almost the best of what you want out of a car trip.
Yeah, we want to entertain you while you're driving, so we take the boredom out of the trip. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it's actual stories of things that happened along those exits that you're passing.
Sure.
So we're entertaining you to read it aloud, or we are encouraging you actually to get off and maybe see some of the things or see where they happened.
Well, in the words of Michael Wallace, life begins at the off-ramp. And Michael Wallace is one of our correspondents here in Travel World. He's one of the most noted authors on Route 66. Back 2 years ago when we covered the anniversary of Route 66, I'd planned originally a trip to go down from Chicago to Albuquerque, where we actually conducted the show. And there had never been, the book is a very interesting concept, there had been never been some kind of a comprehensive guide to say, let's plan our day out. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to stop? What are we going to see? And it's that does evoke the whole spirit of the 50s and the 60s, getting in your car and seeing things. And in fact, it's something that Stephen and I do absolutely every year when we drive down through New England, and we like to see the things along the way. Your book is a guide to the Interstate 95, the busiest interstate in the United States.
It creates a sense of adventure. People can look forward to going down the highway rather than treating it simply as monotony.
Yeah, and they can get in the car without that feeling of trepidation because they can see ahead exactly what's coming. They can actually plan ahead. Gee, there's a story about this Ava Gardner Museum, you know, and it's an hour from now. Let's maybe get off, have lunch there, and see, you know, that's take a little stop.
At the same time, what we've done in the stories are key to the exits. In the story, we have directions. Wherever we want you to get off, there's a little arrow, a hand, that tells you exactly, step by step, how to get to where, you know, the place.
We want to make it as easy as possible for you to explore America.
That's the other cool thing about that particular book, is it's extremely readable. I mean, you've gone to very unusual lengths. And I know, I've known you guys for an awfully long time, and I know Stan through the computer world, and I've seen weeks and weeks where we wondered, have they disappeared from the face of the earth? And what it was,
they're getting down to work.
They were working so very hard at just putting the right touches on these maps. An awful lot of thought went into it. And that's very well worth noting, because when you read this, you're going to see, you drove this thing, about 7 weeks?
Seven weeks.
Up and down around four times?
Yeah, and we spent actually a full year and a half researching it, 7 weeks of it on the road.
Because there's history, you know, just think about it, the entire history of the United States practically happened on that road. You had the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, the War of 1812, I mean, George Washington galloped, there's a little thing in there, Thomas Jefferson complained that he could only gallop at 3 miles an hour down that road. Well, some days we feel like that too.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's like rush hour in any major city. And you relate it to that. One of the things that is also interesting is, for me, living in the northern part of this continent, I live in Montreal, coming down, the idea of driving to Florida, going, oh, Lord, how long is this trip going to be? And you try to make it as fast as possible. I mean, if your car went 500 miles an hour, it wouldn't be fast enough. You know, you'd probably have some truck and trailer doing 498 and going,
right,
you know,
on your tail, yes.
But, you know, the thing I'm getting at is that with this particular book, you can make a trip like that into something that you can enjoy. Because, you know, you get this picture of the interstate as being some cold, dreary place. That tree looks like that tree. And I think I saw that tree last exit. This makes it more of, you know what? This is kind of cool. We can take the trip, but in bite size. We're going to have lunch here, and that's a cool thing to see, and this is really neat.
What we're trying to do almost is make Interstate 95 a destination.
Well, you've done it for sure.
And by introducing you in the stories to some of the people, we try to name names of people in restaurants and people in rest stops, so they become your friends. And then every time you get on that road and you make the trip, instead of going into an anonymous fast food place, you go and meet, Honey the Money Dog in South Carolina, or you meet the Pie Lady in Occoquan, and it just becomes part of your family.
You're looking forward to meeting them, and if you repeat the trip, seeing them again.
Absolutely.
But you know what? In Connecticut, you completely neglected to mention This Way to WXCT.
Well, we will be rewriting the book every year to keep it up to date. So for sure, at some point, we'll have the radio edition to I-95.
Well, you see, because we have to give directions to Charlie Prophet's house here. This way to the castle of the King of Southington.
Is he a B&B, or can we eat there?
Well, no, but you can eat at some of the fine sponsors of WXCT. As we're coming up on a break here on the Travel World Radio Show, we're going to continue with Stan Poser, Sandra Phillips, two of our regular correspondents who've gone and taken a monumental task of documenting this terrific highway, Interstate 95, going down to Florida. You're listening to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. This is the Travel World Radio Network. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
When she was born, it was like the 4th of July and New Year's Eve rolled into one.
Jack and Karen talk about their 6-year-old, Angela.
She's a great kid, but we noticed she was struggling a bit in school.
See, I wanted to get information, just in case we needed it.
I resisted. I figured she...
Crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics...
I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historic levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? Do you know about the tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies? You may be eligible for savings of up to 40%. Here's an example. A male age 45 non-tobacco user issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, guaranteed not to change for 10 years. Or a male age 50 non-tobacco issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $113 a month, guaranteed for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. Termbuster specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Call right now. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Rates and availability may vary by state.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos.
I say cojinos, you say cojinos. He says cojinos, she says cojinos. We say cojinos, they say cojinos. In fact, everyone's saying cojinos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cojinos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cojinos too. Cojinos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people really working for you.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Yes, we are back in town. About time. Willem and Steven here in studio with you. Willem with the Travel World Radio Show, Across America by Satellite. Special guest in studio is Sandra Phillips and Stan Posner, authors of the book Drive I-95. I didn't really need a teleprompter spelling out how to say I. Anyway.
Only in Delaware. www.driveI95.com is the website. And if you want to order the book, 1-888-GUIDE-95. That's 888-484-3395. Now, we're looking at the book, and there's just so many stories. What stands out of all the stories? What are some of your favorite ones that you'd like to recount to people?
Oh, that's mean.
That's a hard question.
Well, there's no right or wrong answer, so you can't get it wrong.
Well, actually, what is stands out? That was stands out. What stands out?
Well, tell you, there's a real interesting diner in Providence, Rhode Island.
Mm. I've been there, actually. I've seen the picture.
Yep, it's an 18-wheeler. That just sits beside the city hall. It comes out at 5 o'clock every afternoon, and all the city hall workers and workers downtown sit on the steps of city hall. There's a few small tables inside the diner, but you walk in, you order hamburgers, hot dogs, whatever. It's been there about, was it 77 years?
A long time. In fact, they tried to move it when they redid downtown Providence. They figured, who wants an 18-wheeler here? And they tried to move it to another part neighborhood, and there was this huge backlash where people rode in and complained, and the mayor had to allow it to come back, and he wound up having a party in the diner.
The interesting thing also about the diner is he plugs into the light stand
next to city
the city lights.
He doesn't pay for electricity or rent.
Your tax dollars at work.
Yeah.
Cooking your hamburgers.
Yeah, we also stayed in some interesting places, like two contrasting ones. We stayed in Santee Park State Cabin. So you can imagine you're on the road and it's busy and it's noisy. You drive about... How many miles? 2 miles?
It's only about two miles.
2 miles off. You're in the middle of a state park. It is totally dark. There's little deer prancing across the road.
And then
you're
you hear footsteps outside.
No, little cabin on the lake.
When you're driving towards your cabin through the state park, there's all these eyes sticking out at you.
No. He's teasing you.
It's really pitch black.
Totally.
E-Y-E, yes, okay. Yeah.
It's so quiet and peaceful, and you hear the birds chirping. You can't believe you're only 2 miles off the highway. And once you're in the park, you could take advantage of all the park activities that they have in there, the fishing and the swimming and the tennis and whatever. So you wouldn't think about that while you're driving to go into a state park. The other one, just in total contrast, Abingdon Manor, is a four-diamond AAA bed and breakfast. Another night, we come off the road tired, and we pull up to, like, this mansion all lit up, and what we thought was a butler came out to help us with our luggage.
Turned out it was the owner.
Yeah. And we
it's like that guy up in Saint-Jean-de-Matha, the bald-headed guy who's mowing the lawn and say, yeah, ha-ha, that's the owner. It turns out it was.
Yeah. So in Abingdon Manor in Lahti, South Carolina, we came in and he said, you know, sit down, have a cup of coffee by the fire. And it was quiet and there was classical music playing. And again, a total de-stressor. You know,
they brought us tea in real china with silver service.
Right.
And just had us in front of the fireplace.
And, you know, fluffy down down beds, down blankets, and in the morning again, you know.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, you know, sat in the garden room with the classical music playing, and we just felt so relaxed and so good after staying there. So we really had treats along the way.
It was just like staying overnight in a true southern mansion, a manor house.
Right. Well, that's what this was. They turned it over to a B&B. So you don't have to stay in those motel chains. You really can get off and find right on exits interesting different places to stay.
And these places don't have to cost you much more than staying at some of these motels.
The Santee State cabins are actually less. If I remember correctly, it was somewhere in the $50 range.
No, it was more. It was like $79 or $89. But we don't go into prices in there.
Oh, because prices change all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And they change with the season.
You know, even getting gas can be fun. There was the
eat
gas station.
Here, semicolon, get gas?
Talking about diners, yes?
Yeah.
Actually, down in Hardeeville, South Carolina, exit 5. There's this El Cheapo gas station.
You know, the kind that sells the fireworks and has all the...
Oh, yeah,
there's
peaches,
a big sign. It's called...
Peaches and fireworks.
Yeah. Every place inside the Carolinas, peaches
That's
and
right.
fireworks.
No, it's one of those places called Crazy Dawn's All-American Fireworks.
But this one is better than all the others because when you go to fill up your car, you pull up at the pump, and the cutest little Cocker Spaniel comes toddling out of the place.
And she's begging for money.
Right. So you put...
Well-trained dog.
So the way you pay here is you put, like, you know, a $20 bill in her mouth, and she goes toddling back inside. You fill up with gas.
And the owner comes out and says, my dog ate it.
Give it to me again.
And you go back, and they give you your change, and you have this whole little interaction with this cute dog. And again, you know, the kids are in the car. You say, you know, wait, we're going to get to this gas station. We'll see a little doggy. And it breaks up the trip.
You only have a good interaction if you give her American money.
That's true.
She the dog spits is trained.
Out, she's, no, otherwise she spits out Canadian money.
Otherwise, they send out the collection agent pit bull.
Yeah.
And obviously, American money has a certain taste and feel.
Yeah.
I've never
tasted it.
Both experienced that.
Some of the things we tried to do is find little towns to walk about in, the kind of towns where they've kind of either kept them up or restored and redone them, so you have either antique stores or little arts and crafts places, and so you can get out, take that 45 minutes, don't go into a mall, get into a real town with real people, and see something interesting, and Occoquan, Virginia was one of those towns.
Yeah, there's a good number of little antique towns all the way down. Occoquan is very special. It's an old mill town.
And besides the fact that it's an old mill town, this is where we met the pie lady.
Actually, we were roaming around and talking to people at the visitor center, and they had told us there's this award-winning pie lady in town. And after roaming around, we got hungry, so we decided to try and find it. And we went up these rickety stairs to the roof.
They weren't so rickety. It was a lovely restored house.
Okay, restored house. It was a roof garden. It's called the garden kitchen. And inside there's a little a showcase with all the pies. And I asked the guy behind the counter, started asking him questions. And he says, oh, no, you better talk to my wife. And
now that was a smart man.
He calls out in the back, hey, Mary Claire, viens ici. He starts in French, tells her to come. It is in the middle of Virginia.
And we're from Quebec, so we're perfectly bilingual, so we start...
She comes out and we start babbling at her in French, and she loves it. And it turns out that she's right from around here. She's from Chicoutimi, Quebec.
And she makes key lime cheesecake and chocolate pecan cake and coconut custard pie and five kinds of daily real fruit pies with flaky pastry. Mm. So we always say you go there and you start with pie, and then if you have room, then you eat some sandwich or soup or whatever.
Yeah, you gotta love these kinds. Well, yeah, but that's the point of having a trip, is you gotta have double desserts and good pie.
Yeah, you're on vacation.
And try some of the local specialties. I'm sure there's a lot of restaurants and little places along the way. You can get away from the hamburger joints and the, you know, fried chicken and everything else.
Now, the other thing we learned on I-95 is almost all the junk food was invented someplace on I-95. We came across the place where hamburgers were invented in
Connecticut.
By Yale.
That's right, New Haven.
In New Haven, Connecticut at Louis' Lunch. Louis' Lunch, in around 1900, we're talking over 100 years ago, Some guy was in a rush, and he asked him...
Just like now, yes.
And so he asked him...
No, that was Russian.
He wanted something fast because he had to get out of there. And all they had at the time were these vertical grills that they grilled toast on, where they would put a piece of bread in. So I guess it was Louis's grandfather stuck some ground beef into this vertical grill, so like all the fat dripped off, and he had this chunk of meat left, and he stuck it on two pieces of toast and stuck on some onion and tomatoes, and voila!
The first hamburger.
The first hamburger. And it was fast food, too, because the guy was in a rush.
He was in a rush, so...
And again, Louise is still there. At one point, they tried to take it down or move it, and everyone went berserk. And so what they wound up doing is moving it down a few blocks, and they only had three of the walls left because it was attached to another building. So people from all over the United States that remembered eating there sent bricks. So one whole wall of the place has stories to tell for the bricks, where the bricks come from.
That's another, you know, an interesting story of getting a piece of the wall, a different wall.
And then there was the pizza.
Pizza.
This is also New Haven.
In Little Italy, in New Haven. What was the name of the restaurant?
There is a couple of the best pizza restaurants, they say, in the world.
Yeah.
A place called Pepe's.
I'd like to compare that to Montreal pizza.
Oh,
we did.
I hate to tell you, it was better.
Yes, it
was better.
Hold that thought, because we're going to come back following the break here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, right here on our own Southington 990 WXCT. Stay tuned.
Across America via satellite.
Thundering the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Travel World Radio Show.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, okay. Settle down, class. Now, today we're going to read out loud. Who would like to go first?
Oh, no. I'm not ready. Please don't call on me.
Chris?
I took my dog to the park. She made two new friends. Tomorrow, I'll take Winnie to the park again.
Very good. Now, who would like to go next? How about you?
Oh, no. Not me. Oh, no.
If you're the parent of a child who struggles to learn, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org, www.focusonlearning.org, or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. But do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Head off to Jet Center.
To Jet Center.
Jet Center is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusportsack,
Kipling,
Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At JetSetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with JetSetter, and GST is included in every price you see. JetSetter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Sator Van. Telephone 271-5058.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
DC, San Antonio, and the Liberty Town. Austin and a Baton Rouge. Tulsa, Austin, Oklahoma City, Seattle, San Francisco.
That song always reminds me of road trips. And we're talking about the ultimate road trip here, going down I-95 with your personal guides, Stan Posner and Sandra Phillips, who wrote the definitive book, Drive I-95, as opposed to Drivel 95, which the website looks like, but it's actually driveI95.com.
Actually, if you go to Drivel 95, you'll get to us, too. We do dribble.
It'll just has a few soap opera stories along the way.
Yeah, driveI95.com is their website, 1-888-GUIDE-95, 888-484-3395, to order your copy of the definitive guide to driving south and north with their unique maps showing everything at each exit. And we were talking about pizza, and I guess you could pull off almost practically every exit.
Kind of makes you hungry right around now.
Yeah, around half past the hour if you call it out.
Piping hot oven fresh at your door in 30 minutes. Yeah.
But you could actually show up at the doorstep of these restaurants and do a taste test of America.
Absolutely. The Little Italy in New Haven, so one street, has Pepe's Pizza, Sally's Pizza. It has a place called Libby's, which is for after pizza. They have
as the beans
22
place.
Kinds of cannoli.
Cannoli.
Wonderful cannolis.
Leave the gun. Okay. Take it a cannoli.
But then there's always controversy, because even though they said they invented the pizza, we get down to New York, we get to Little Italy in the Bronx, and then we get to Mario's, and they said they invented the pizza. So we could let them have a little Italian turf war about that.
And we know that Eastside Mario's is having difficulty making a pizza, around one that is.
The reason it's wonderful in New Haven is they do it in a wood-burning oven. Mm. So you get that charcoal-y, smoky flavor in the crust of the pizza, and it's very thin and very crisp and delish. They have a specialty pizza there. It's a white clam casino, white clam pizza, which you don't find anywhere else.
When we were there, they were out of it. So we couldn't
next
try
time,
it.
Next time. See, that's why we got to do the trip.
You have to do the trip so often. But, of course, at least you were able to eat the pizza because you have good teeth, Stan. You didn't have to drop by at the dental clinic on the way.
Oh, so you've been driving down in Florence, have you?
Florence.
driving on Florence? No,
Florence, South Carolina is the dental capital of the USA.
About 77 years ago, an elder, a Dr. Sexton, noticed that there were a heck of a lot of people, even then, driving down the highway to go to Florida, to go to the warmth. And they ran into problems with their teeth, and you know, eventually he'd get calls.
Must
day
have
and
been
night.
Older people driving down.
Retired. No, it could have been younger people eating that hard candy.
Yeah.
True.
And in his dental clinic, wound up to be really busy, and he started to encourage people to come in and put signs up for them to come in. And nowadays, it's
actually,
a 24-hour...
Actually, he opened late. That's right. Now it's a 24-hour. You can actually go in.
A 24-hour dental clinic.
It's not only that, 24 hours, and they have a motel that works with them. So people come from all over the U.S. now, and they pay for their vacation, those who need dentures, pay for their vacation because it's so inexpensive to do it there. The least expensive ones upper and lower dentures for $165 for acrylic teeth. And you go there, they pull over, you pull out all your teeth, you stay overnight, there's somebody on duty, they get the new ones done, and a day or two you're on your way on your trip to Florida, and you relax and you recuperate.
This is, of course, assuming you want to have your teeth pulled.
Well, if you need them. If
totally
you've got
voluntary.
Problems.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you wonder
they
about
don't
this.
Really drag you off the road to pull your teeth.
You stay at night at the motel, and late at night somebody comes in and pulls out all your teeth. Tell us the truth.
Yeah, you should have ordered that too, right?
But it's so popular. They have 9 dentists on duty, and the other dental clinics now, the Sheely Dental Clinic, and there's Griffin, Watford, and Tepper, that they have competition now. So this isn't the only game in town. This is the dental capital of the South.
Dentists scare me, especially when they come in cracking their knuckles, go, let the games begin.
Well, the other thing we found was an 18-wheeler that was a dental clinic.
Oh, man.
It's an 800 mobile number. You call the number, and they come to your house, and you get into the 18-wheeler. And
we found him on a truck stop, taking care of some truck
What's
drivers.
What's the number? 1-800-NO-TEETH?
Call 800 today.
Okay. Well, other interesting things happen down there in that part of the world. You know, a lot of the inventions and history,
yes.
You know,
Edison,
happened
New
on
Jersey,
that route.
Menlo Park,
absolutely,
home of my hero Thomas Edison.
In 1879, right along I-95, that's mm-hmm. where that light bulb was invented. He had 2 labs, one in West Orange, where the first motion picture studio was,
right. Mm-hmm.
And the oldest electric bill in the world. Do
yeah.
you know the town? Roselle, New Jersey. It was lit up in 1883.
Yeah, it was originally direct current. That was the idea just before he got a contract for doing Lower Manhattan, Thomas Edison. My hero. Actually, how far? Can you actually go take a tour of Menlo Park, or is that something I can request as a personal favor that you do this time around?
Menlo Park's actually very close off of.
Yeah, there is definitely an Edison Museum. We didn't cover it this time around, but
we'll
get
there.
To it eventually. Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin.
Yes, indeed.
Right along I-95, Port Wentworth, Georgia. Now, here's
you know
a
why
guy.
It's called the cotton gin?
Well, the cotton engine.
Right.
It's
very good.
Engine.
Well, I think you're the first person who got that.
Well, I read your book.
Now we know you did. Eli Whitney was a guy from Yale.
Mm-hmm.
He was on this boat trip, and he met a lovely lady on the trip. He was going down south to do some work, and the lady wound up hiring him. He wound up working. The lady's name is Catherine George, and her husband actually was in second in command to George Washington, name dropping here. She was a widow. He didn't make it through the Revolution.
Oh, dear.
And so Eli came to hang out at her house and take care of her kids and tutor them a bit, and he was kind of tinkering.
I need your love to keep me warm.
He was kind of tinkering there, and her plantation manager, Phineas Miller, explained the problem they were having with extracting the cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And he was only there a couple of weeks, and that's all it took him to figure
it didn't
out.
Take him long. He
a
just
machine,
figured out a better way to do it.
A really simple machine to separate the cotton.
Let them sort of do this en masse as well, because
right.
before it was a painstaking process.
Now, this absolutely changed the face of the South,
mm-hmm.
and other farmers thought this was so great, they actually stole his invention.
Uh-huh.
So he wasn't real happy camper.
Like
so he went back
device.
Up north, and he didn't get his royalties. He went back up north, and he revolutionized the north as well, because he also invented the system of production by production lines and interchangeable parts. So
that's
mass
neat.
Production in the north was also Eli Whitney, mm-hmm. which most people don't know.
Industrialization, you know, that's a whole hotbed. One of the big things we like about Connecticut particularly, because there's so much there involving the just the industrial birth and the cradle of industrialization, education, and invention, that yeah, area, Connecticut, New Jersey.
Slater Mill Visitor Center.
Uh-huh.
There's a story there about also industrialization.
The
and
Blackstone Valley of
yes.
Rhode Island.
That's actually right at the corner of Rhode Island and Connecticut, at the top edge of Rhode Island.
Okay, near Woonsocket. Yeah.
Right.
Woonsocket, W-O-O-N, the Woon.
And that is a story we do. And actually right near there you could sleep overnight in a...
You could sleep in a barge.
Overnight.
A canal barge.
A canal barge in the water. It's another neat place to sleep along I-95. But talking about things that happened in the olden days, people have heard of Giovanni de Verrazzano.
Yeah, in fact, that you hear a lot of these names in Montreal because there's actually a street named after him in Boucherville.
Really? And in New York City, there's a giant bridge named after him.
The Verrazzano. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, there's the Narrows and then the, bridge.
But, you know, he didn't just hang out in one place. He kind of took that ship and he went up and down the coast and up and down the coast. I mean, these guys that founded, he went as far as Newfoundland and all the way down to South Carolina and Georgia. But
actually all the way down to Guadeloupe.
Yes, he went actually down to Guadeloupe, and maybe a little vacation time. But he didn't have a very good end, because when he got there, he got off his ship, he rowed ashore.
He wanted to welcome say hello to the Indians.
They didn't want to see him.
Yeah.
Oh, they wanted to see him.
Yeah, they gobbled him up for supper. He was eaten by cannibals.
Would you like to come for supper?
Oh, this poor guy came.
Well, he for supper, and he accepted the invitation, but it wasn't exactly what he had in mind.
No, and that wasn't on I-95, so you don't have to worry.
No.
But these are the absolute neat stories that we found along the way to entertain you, entertain the kids in the back seat.
It's terrific escapism. I mean, just all this thing about the stories, about people, about history, it underlines the very things I love the most about traveling, the things I love the most about, you know, going to different places, about seeing and museums and stuff. It's not just getting in the car, getting from point A to point B anymore.
No, you have to open your eyes and see what's going on around you. And the book Drive I-95 certainly lets you experience and enjoy the world around you a great deal more.
We're coming up on a break, so stay tuned. It's Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. So
I don't know what to invest in.
I don't know if I can retire comfortably.
I don't know which path to take.
Don't know what to do about your financial situation? Talk to someone who does. RBC Dane Rauscher. For knowledgeable advice and a clear plan. The kind of objective financial guidance you're looking for. RBC Dane Rauscher. What you need to know. Member NYSE SIPC.
Call Dennis Stanek Jr. at 1-800-243-2478. That's 1-800-243-2478.
Today's lesson. Parliamo Italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos, you say cuginos, he says cuginos, she says cuginos, we say cuginos, they say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers. Turn on a light. That was my idea. But I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-953-3553.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-953-3553. Call 1-800-953-3553.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Welcome to Headcare with Dr. Kelly. You're on caller.
Hi, I'm having problems. People don't find me attractive.
And how do you know?
Because they gag when they see me.
Sounds like we're having a self-image problem, yes?
Well, I'm round, red, and disgusting. What can I say? I'm a polyp.
Aren't you being a little hard on yourself, polyp?
Maybe. But there is one more thing.
What's that?
If I'm around long enough, I give you cancer. Hello?
Well, that's interesting. Can we go to the next caller, please, right now?
Let me talk. I grow on you.
When a colon polyp shows up, get rid of it right away, because colon polyps can lead directly to colon cancer. Get the polyp early and stop colon cancer before it even starts.
Hi, it's me again. Hello?
And that's both for men and women. So just get a test from your doctor.
Hello? I think I got cut off, so to speak. Hello?
Colon cancer. Get the test, get the polyp, get the cure. For more information, call 1-800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org. A public service message brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the Ad Council, and this station.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Every time I hear this song, I think of the video, which reminds me of this country drive with the leaves and the fall, and it's kind of a perfect setting for now, but a road trip sounds like an awful lot of fun. Stan Posner, Sandra Phillips, some of our regular correspondents, they have written a book called Drive I-95, available at www.i95.com or Drive I-95.
Drive I-95.com or by calling 1-888-GUIDE-95. That's 888-484-3395. And history at every turn along that highway. People think of, you know, driving a highway, it's just been in the last 30, 40 years, there's not much, but it's going through prime historical area. Just have to get off the highway and start to explore, and those maps and the stories really let you know what is just beyond the highway that you're driving on.
The road itself has been around a long time. I mean, it was the original King's Highway, the old Boston Post Road, and they just incorporated all those pieces into I-95.
Yeah, so that was the road that, you know, all of the revolutionaries walked down. It's the road the Civil War happened on, the War of 1812. And you know that famous painting, George Washington Crossing the Delaware? It's one of the ones, and I grew up with that my whole life. I never asked myself, why the heck was he crossing the Delaware?
He was trying to find I-95.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, this is one of the decisive battles of the Revolutionary War. They sort of at wit's end. It's the day before Christmas. It's freezing. It's snowing. His troops don't have proper clothing. Some of them don't even have boots. And they're on one side of the Delaware, and then you have the British and the Hessians and all their snug in their little tents on the other side with, you know, food and heat and, you know, whatever they need. And they're partying on Christmas Eve, and George gets this brilliant suggestion. He says, well, why don't we surprise them? So he gathers up all his troops, and in the ice, and the river was full of ice as well. They had a cross. Some of them even had rags tied around their feet. And they left in a snowstorm.
Through the snow.
And so the British never expected.
Truly uphill both ways, 40 feet of snow.
On a holiday, right. And A, in bad weather. They came overnight in the dark, and they overpowered the guards, and it was a decisive victory for him and actually turned the tide of the Revolutionary War. So that's why that painting is kind of famous, because it remembers that.
Yeah, up until that time, they were starting to get really discouraged.
Sure, of course. You know, it's interesting when you start hearing about great historical moments and battles. And, you know, at the time when history is actually happening, you might not think that this is some pivotal moment. But, and you listen to the history and you actually think about it, what would it have been like to actually been around at that time? What was the mindset? What were people thinking? Because you look back on it, the way some of the history books were written, at least when I was growing up, and they're saying, and so he charged out and courageously this and courageously blah, blah, blah. And you figure, okay, if I want to be George Washington, I'm going to do this, that, this, that, this, and that, and therefore I'm going to win. It wasn't that way. These people didn't even know that they were going
to
win.
Yeah, their musket powder became so wet that they were told to use their bayonets when they got there. But no Americans were killed, though a couple had frozen to death.
Sure.
2,400 men crossed with mm-hmm. him, two future presidents, James Madison and James Monroe. And you only think of George. You don't think about all these other guys who were there, Supreme Court Justice John Marshall, Aaron Burr, and Alexander Hamilton, who eventually dueled against each other,
were amongst
all those men that night. They captured over 900 prisoners, 1,000 muskets, and 40 horses. It was an incredible victory for them.
You know, you have all these little historic vignettes through your book. Your book can make fantastic historical reading, and you present it in a very readable way, little bite-sized chunks, but you don't leave out the important detail. It's actually, you feel like, wow, I've actually read this history someplace. You know, of course, there's tons and tons of material and study available on it, but what's neat about the different places along the way and why it's historically significant. And Steve and I, when we travel, we're always looking at the different plaques on the way.
Yeah, so next time you cross that piece of the Delaware, think about George going across. There's another one that you could actually visit. It's called the Crater, and that is in Petersburg, Virginia, and that was a famous Civil War battle. What happened was there was a standstill in Petersburg where they were stuck and neither side could move. It was one of the longest battles of, I guess, Civil War actions. And in the Union side, there was coal miners from Pennsylvania who said, you know, why don't we dig a tunnel? You know, we're coal miners.
They just decided to go under the other side
and come up behind them.
Right, exactly. So it took about a month for them to dig the tunnel. The plan was to explode 4 tons of gunpowder, get a large gap in the defense, and just kind of run through and get it on. So what happened was it worked. They were wildly successful. The mine was detonated. It created a crater about 170 feet long, 60 feet wide, but 30 feet deep. So all of the troops went running down the tunnel and came up to this 30-foot wall. Yeah. And they were all stuck in there. And the Southerners just looked down and shot away.
Yeah.
So they all got kind of stuck there. And there's a quote about, you know, everything, the broken carriages and the timbers and the men buried in various, if it was a real gory scene,
yeah.
As it was not a successful battle for the Union side. But that crater was so big that there's now a national battlefield in Petersburg. You can actually go through this whole area and you can actually still see that crater.
It's still there.
It's still there.
And you can still see the entrance to the tunnel.
It's almost in seeing distance from the road. It's that close to the
really?
95.
And it's a beautiful area to just walk around that whole battlefield.
You know, it's quite solemn also. I mean, you went through Richmond, Virginia as well, which is almost the cradle of Civil War history is right there. They have the Museum of the Confederacy,
which is a must to drop by when you're in Richmond. And there's also restored where the battle works and some of the armament factories and an old Confederate hospital. A lot of history in Richmond, and you put yourself in that place in that time, and you can really imagine yourself going back 140 years.
And also the War of 1812 was the war in which the Star Spangled Banner was written. And that's a really interesting story because here you physically, on the I-95, go through the tunnel. What tunnel?
Fort McHenry Tunnel.
And
that's right inside Baltimore.
And so you're under the harbor where Francis Scott Key, now we all know that name, but who the heck was Francis Scott Key and what the heck was he doing on the water that day?
Right.
He was a lawyer.
He was trying to get to a client.
Who was out on one of the British boats. So he was stuck in this battle, and he waited for 24 hours in shock and awe. You thought they had it in the Persian Gulf, but he had it first because he stood there. The British were firing off 200-pound bombs. They were supposed to explode on impact. Are we out of time here?
Keep going.
Yeah.
And instead, they blew up prematurely. And while he watched this, he was writing, scratching on an envelope the words to the Star Spangled Banner.
That is, you know, it's, you have the full story there. Written out about, you know, the flag that was made, that was their Star Spangled Banner, and it was kind of neat because he knew that while they were still firing, that, well, they're still there, and that you know, hence the entire sense of the poem. And he was so moved by this scene. And you got to kind of think about this historical stuff in context where, you know, we live in a world of interstates and easy mobility and ready access to information, pick up the phone, call somebody in a cell phone world. Back then, you're cut off from everybody no matter where you are. And getting from point A to point B is a great big deal. I mean, even a 5 mile journey was a big deal. So, you know, you look at that and you start really appreciating, you know, people that came before us. And this is all thanks to your terrific book, Drive I-95, Stan Posner, Sandra Phillips. We thank you for joining us here on Travel World. We hope that you don't take so long to come back and join us again.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
The website, www.driveI95.com. The toll-free number, once again, 1-888-GUIDE-95. That's 888-484-3395 to get your definitive copy to enjoy all there is to see and do along I-95 as you head from Massachusetts down to Florida through the winter months and through the summer. Next week, it's sort of haunted happenings time in Maryland with Mindy Bianca and also Bram Eisenthal. If he remembers that the show is going on next week, he did tell me to remind him this time because he does have a history and a reputation for forgetting. So we will remind him.
Yes. Well, stay tuned for more on the station. This is Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Sandra Phillips.
And I'm Stan Posner.
Happy traveling, everybody.
Weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.